You're listening to AW Accelerate, Advertising Week's companion podcast to our startup program that provides education, business development, and partnership opportunities to marketing and media-related technology companies across the globe. We're live at Advertising Week New York 2024 to talk to this year's Accelerate participants, one of which is sitting right here with me. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Jeremy Kagan. I'm the managing partner of Textbook Ventures. I'm also a professor at Columbia, Cornell Tech, and NYU. I teach, among other things, digital marketing. And so the name of the firm is, in fact, a giant dad joke.
That's amazing. Well, tell us about the dad joke, Textbook Ventures.
Well, I did write a textbook on digital marketing, which makes a lovely Christmas gift if you're looking. But it also means that when we're talking to companies in the marketing and tech space, we have a little bit of an edge in understanding what they're trying to do, because I've been an operator in digital marketing, ran a company myself in the startup space called Pricing Engine many years ago, and have bought and run ad campaigns, bought media, all those sorts of things for lots of clients, even including some nonprofits. Clients that I do some advisory work even right now.
Why start a venture fund?
Well, it turns out that if you have lots of students over the years, they come and ask you your advice about startups anyway. As my wife put it, so all that work you do, you might get paid for one day now? And I said yes. And the sort of silly way of saying it, but the truth is I've got amazing deal flow from being really embedded in these school ecosystems. Every school, especially the business schools and programs I work, they're really pushing out a great deal of entrepreneurial students with great ideas. And we're at a crisp time right now where AI and climate and so many other key forces and technologies are making people have these opportunities to be incredibly innovative and build new things. It's almost like being at the beginning of the mobile phone or the internet. We've got an incredible array of things happening. We can't know which ones are going to be the next Facebook or Google or whatever, but someone's going to be. And so you try to do the best you can.
And what type of companies do you typically invest in?
Well, we've tried to look for stuff that is really focused, ironically, not on the technology, but on the problem they're solving that really adds value. So an AI company is really a workflow company that's helping you do something better, but using AI as a tool. And most people honestly don't care what the technology is. They don't care if it's a couple of elves in the back room. They just want to know, can you help me? Like, for example, a company today, GoCharlie, they have a marketing AI. And what they're doing, though, is helping you write blog posts and then take that blog post and make it into 20 Facebook posts and a bunch of Twitter posts and so on and so forth. And that's like having a really smart, overeager intern that'll do all your work. Now, the good thing there is it's doing something specific that makes your workload better, more efficient, lets you concentrate on higher end stuff. So if it's about workflow, it's about replacing maybe some of the boring work that you would have to do anyway with free time or letting you handle more or just making you more efficient that way.
I have a feeling I know the answer to this next question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Do the companies you invest in have to be based in New York City?
Well, most of them are, or at least get here regularly, which is fairly easy for them, but it's not a requirement. The thing is, when you are an investor at the earliest stages, we're a pre-seed investor, meaning sometimes it's two people in a napkin. Mm-hmm. But the idea is that if it's a really interesting team and concept and market, they're going to have a choice of working with people who want to fund them for that growth. And we want to be able to add some value and put our thumb on the scale a bit towards their success. So if I can't introduce them to people in my network, potential customers, potential employees, other investors, then that all I am is really just along for the ride. And that's fine. But when you can do that extra stuff, you can really add value both figuratively and literally. So if I can get them a bunch of customers, then the next round of financing will be at a much higher valuation. And I'll look very smart, even though they did all the work.
Fair. How is your investment thesis different from other venture capital funds?
Well, you know, it's funny. All VC funds say the same thing. Oh, we invest in unicorns and groundbreaking technologies and amazing teams. I think you hope that you are able to really identify founders with that grit, that humility to take advice, but the conviction to ignore it if it's wrong or it's based on something that doesn't make sense for somebody who doesn't truly understand the business. So you want people who are committed, knowledgeable, willing to take coaching, but not blowing in the wind. And I think a lot of it comes from having been in the space yourself, understanding on a very personal level. So it becomes somewhat of a judgment call on the team, because the only things that matter early are, is the team going to be able to see it through and figure it out? And is the market big enough to provide that opportunity of the tide going in? Now, most companies don't end up in the exact same space that they were in. Talked to had one actually successful entrepreneur, has a $1 billion company now. And when he started out, they were targeting the automotive business. They were helping sell cars. Mm-hmm. And what came out in his talk was, that's because we had an investor who thought that was a good business. They are now got like 35% market share in banks and credit unions for software.
And interesting.
It's a totally different market.
Yeah.
But they learned. And because they were able to adapt, because they were able to go through some tough times where they weren't sure if they'd make payroll, those are the kind of people, there's an old saying, if you're going through hell, keep going.
Yeah, yeah.
And they will keep going, you know.
How many companies have you invested in to date?
We have only started investing about a little over a year ago. So we have a portfolio of about a dozen companies. But before that, there were obviously many more angel investments and previous funds. Of our dozen companies, I'd say, you know, a good third of them are related in some way to marketing technology. We have a company called Branch Lab, which does cookieless ID technologies for healthcare. We have Swim, which pitched today, which does a media buying process with AI. GoCharlie that I mentioned. We have Bucephalus, which does a lot of work for e-commerce companies and supply chain. So a lot of that, but there's also some climate, some other companies in there. And really what we look for is something that we think is different, potentially huge, because we have a lot of choices. You want to go for the biggest one. And then also gives us an opportunity to get in before we know other people will recognize that opportunity.
Well, last question, and hopefully the easiest. If one wanted to find out more about you and Textbook Ventures, where should they go?
Well, we have a website, textbook.vc, but we're also here all day if you're listening to this in any time contemporaneously. And we're easy to find in the New York City scene. We hold events of our own. So go to textbook.vc, sign up for our mailing list. You'll hear all about it. And if you're a company, we do read cold pitches, but we have plenty of wonderful deal flows. So if we're not interested or don't respond, it's not you, it's us.
So. Amazing. Well, Jeremy, thanks so much for taking the time to be on the show today.
Thank you, and have a great conference. There's so many people here. There's so much going on, and lots of really cool booths and swags and speakers. I'm having a great time, so thanks.
Excellent. Well, our pleasure.